come back to your calls in a second, but I want to talk about Rex Tillerson. He's been with the G7 in Lucca in Italy today. That meeting's broken up, and he's actually landed now in Moscow. It'd be interesting to know what he's going to say to the Russians. Well, this was the Secretary of State, Rex Tillerson, speaking after the G7 meeting in Italy.
To date, Astana has not produced much progress. It is also clear Russia has failed to uphold the agreements that had been entered into under multiple UN Security Council resolutions. These agreements stipulated Russia as the guarantor of a Syria free of chemical weapons, that they would also locate, secure, and destroy all such armaments in Syria. Stockpiles and continued use demonstrate that Russia has failed in its responsibility to deliver on its 2013 commitment. It is unclear whether Russia failed to take this obligation seriously or Russia has been incompetent. But this distinction doesn't much matter to the dead. We can't let this happen again. To be clear, our military action was a direct response to the Assad regime's barbarism. The United States' priority in Syria and Iraq remains the defeat of ISIS.
Well, Vladimir Putin has claimed that the United States is planning a fresh wave of airstrikes in Syria, this time in Damascus. Let's see what Simon Marks, our US correspondent, knows about that. Simon, is it true?
Not as far as we know, Ian, but of course a week ago if you'd asked me that Donald Trump was about to launch an airstrike against a Syrian airbase, I would have told you that that wasn't true as far as we knew. I mean, the difficulty in all of this is that there's only one constant, there's only one consistent player here, and it's Vladimir Putin. He has doubled down in the remarks that he's made on his backing of Syrian President Bashar al-Assad, claiming that Russian intelligence suggests Donald Trump is planning more military action. Here in Washington, D.C., there is total inconsistency. You heard Rex Tillerson there suddenly sounding like John Kerry, his predecessor as Secretary of State. But all of this comes only a week after Rex Tillerson was publicly suggesting that there was no plan for Bashar al-Assad to leave power, that his presence in Damascus was simply political reality and that everybody needed to get used to it. Now, suddenly, Rex Tillerson, Donald Trump, and other players within the Trump administration appear to have got religion on the issue and said that no, in fact, Assad does have to go, as the Obama administration previously argued. It is, of course, Donald Trump that honored at least once the red line that Barack Obama drew and then ignored. But there's been so much talk here about a Trump doctrine and whether this suddenly suggests that under Donald Trump, American foreign policy is finding a new consistency. And yet yesterday, there was Donald Trump spokesman Sean Spicer saying that further military action, further responses by the president would follow any time a baby got killed by a barrel bomb in Syria, a claim that the White House very rapidly then walked back minutes after he had voiced it. So we don't really know where the Americans stand or what they're planning, but we do know they're up against a pretty implacable foe in the form of Vladimir Putin, who is unshakable in his backing of Syrian President Bashar al-Assad.
Simon, thank you very much. That's Simon Marks, our US correspondent.